Hi, Bryant here with a quick bonus episode. We'll have a full-length news episode coming out later today, but since we recorded that episode a little while ago, there's been at least one big news story that's come out in the meantime, and I thought it would be a good idea to mention it here. Before I get to that, I also wanted to say that yesterday was Easter, and we're also in the middle of the holy month of Ramadan, so happy Easter and happy Ramadan to those who celebrate. Yesterday was also Trans Day of Visibility, so we wanted to honor that as well. We have nothing but sincere love and respect for all of our Christian, Muslim, and trans comrades and listeners. Now, on to the big news. In previous episodes, we've talked a lot about Lordstown Motors, the company building electric pickup trucks in Ohio. Brandon actually worked for one of their suppliers, and we've made a few connections through that relationship. And I'm now very pleased to announce that our podcast is officially sponsored by Lordstown Motors. And going forward, we're going to bring you a lot of news about the company and their products and some of the unique technologies that they're using, including their in-wheel hub motors. Very interesting technology. In that spirit, I have a press release here from Lordstown Motors about an existing technology that they've adapted to their new hub motors. This has gone by several names, but it's most commonly known as the turbo encabulator. So this was first conceived in 1944 and was later developed by General Electric in the 1960s. Then by Chrysler, looked into it for automatic transmission technology and also Rockwell Automation. They actually rebranded it as the retro encabulator. So that's why I say it's been known by, you know, a few different names. But none of these companies ever used them for electric drive units in electric vehicles. And Lordstown is unique in that they're incorporating the turbo encabulator into their hub motors. And I got to say, the results have been staggering. I'll go ahead and read the press release here now, and you can see for yourself. For a number of years now, work has been proceeding in order to bring perfection to the crudely conceived idea of a machine that would not only supply inverse reactive current for use in unilateral phase detractors, but would also be capable of automatically synchronizing cardinal gram meters. Such a machine is the turbo encabulator. Basically, the only new principle involved is that instead of power being generated by the relative motion of conductors and fluxes, it is produced by the modal interaction of magnetoreluctance and capacitive directance. The original machine had a base plate of preframulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a pentametric fan. The latter consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsel vanes so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O-Delta type, placed in panendermic semiboloid slots in the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters. Electrical engineers will appreciate the difficulty of noobing together a regurgitative purwell and a supremative Wendell sprocket. Indeed, this proved to be a stumbling block to further development until, in 1942, it was found that the use of anhydrous enageling pins enabled a cryptognastic boiling shim to be tankered. The early attempts to construct a sufficiently robust spiral decommutator failed largely because of a lack of appreciation for the large quasi-piestic stresses in the gremlin studs. The latter were specifically designed to hold the rocket bars to the spam shaft. When, however, it was discovered that wending could be prevented by a simple addition to the living sockets, almost perfect running was secured. The operating point is maintained as near as possible to the HF REM peak by consistently fromaging the bituminous spandrels. This is a distinct advance on the standard nivel sheave in that no Dramcock oil is required after the phase detractors have remissed. Undoubtedly, the turbo encabulator has now reached a very high level of technical development. It has been successfully used for operating Nofer trunnions, and in addition, whenever a barescent score motion is required, It may be employed in conjunction with a drawn reciprocating dingle arm to reduce sinusoidal deplaneration. Wow. I don't know about you, but that sounds really cool. This really has the potential to cement Lordstown as the most successful electric vehicle company in America. We'll definitely keep you posted on this technology as it develops and comes to market. Thanks and have a good day.